Thank you. The area of the relationships between mates and lovers. When persons are in a relationship that formerly was harmonious, find that their interests have now changed to positions of, let's say, disagreement, how can they still maintain harmony while still maintaining opposing beliefs or opposing wants?
Good. The reason that the relationship was harmonious or good in the beginning is because each were focused upon what they were wanting to see. The reason that the relationship is now deteriorating is because one, or usually both, or all, are focusing upon what they are not wanting to see. It is the attention to what is not wanted that brings forth the great negative emotion about it. In order to restore the relationship, it is a simple process. It is a matter of looking again for what you are wanting to see.
Just that.
Indeed.
I want to go a little further in that same kind of relationship. When one party in a relationship of, let's call it either mates or lovers, however you want to term it, is wanting to end that relationship, but the other party to the relationship is wanting very much for it to continue, what would you suggest as to the resolution for each of them?
We would encourage the one who is wanting the relationship to spend some time in that workshop that we talked about, envisioning the perfect relationship. In doing so, that one will begin to attract the perfect relationship. It may be a new relationship. It may be attracting perfection from the one that already exists. But in either case, the notice of what is not wanted is bringing more of what is not wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Giving attention to what is wanted will restore the relationship. But perhaps it has gone too far. Perhaps it has gone so far that one says, I've had enough. I am no longer wanting to be here. The other cannot hold under any condition anyway. And so we would encourage a release of all of the negative with a maintenance of the thoughts toward what is wanted. And it is our knowing that what is wanted will soon be again in the lives of each.
And in the area of finding that perfect person to be with, to have a relationship with, I want to ask you a couple of points. One, what do you see as a soulmate? What does that mean to you? And number two, do you have any recommendations for a specific process for finding that ideal mate?
The process for finding what you would consider to be the ideal mate is simply to visualize clearly what it is that you think is ideal. Comes back again to the two processes that we encouraged, looking around you for data, noticing others in relationships and picking out the parts that you like. And when you have selected one that looks the way you would like them to look and acts the way you would like them to act, then go into your workshop and envision yourself interacting with that one. See yourselves touching, talking, laughing, living. And as you envision it in your mind, you will begin that powerful attracting. A soulmate is becoming a very popular and romantic term used by physical man to identify a partner that is of supreme satisfaction. We'll tell you from our perspective what that is.
Good.
It may not be easy for you to understand it, for we will be speaking from a perspective that you do not currently hold. Before you entered into these physical bodies, that part of you that lives on forever made the decision for you to emerge. If that part of you, that non-physical part of you, made the decision to emerge into not one but two or even more physical beings, then those physical beings that have emerged from same inner being would be soulmates.
Mm-hmm.
One to another. We do not use the term soulmate. We've picked it up from you. We would call you counterpart.